The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, welcome back, everybody. The fourth Sunday of Easter is sometimes, it's unofficially known as Good Shepherd Sunday. And that was yesterday, the fourth Sunday of Easter. And they call it Good Shepherd Sunday because every year the gospel uses the most beloved image of Christ our Lord, the image of Christ the Good Shepherd. And every year the church continues that imagery right into the next day in its gospel. So yesterday was Good Shepherd Sunday, and so welcome to Good Shepherd Monday. It's one of the most beloved images of Christ our Lord. And today I'd just like to take up one of the many reasons why. One of the reasons why is because of the imagery that comes from Psalm number 23. So that's what I thought we'd talk about real briefly, kind of the roots of the beauty of this image. Psalm 23. Now, you might not know it by number, but I trust that you know the content of Psalm 23. That's the psalm that says, "The Lord is my shepherd. There's nothing I shall want. He brings me to restful waters. He lays me down beside peaceful valleys. I fear nothing, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." Psalm 23. There was a priest once who was giving a talk, and in the midst of his talk, he turned out to the people and he says, "Anybody out there, you think anybody out there could recite Psalm 23? Raise your hand." And all these hands go up. And one of the people that raised his hand is this little kid, couldn't have been more than 4 years old, so naturally the priest calls on the little kid. He says, "Okay, now give me your best shot. Recite Psalm number 23. And this little kid gets up and he belts out in a full voice, he says, "The Lord is my shepherd, and that's all I want." Sat down to thunderous applause, right? Beautiful. It's a reason why we love it. We love to think of the Lord as our shepherd. God's watching out for us. We love to think, "That's all I want." But gosh, what a challenge. You say those words and you know that you're supposed to mean what you say. But can you say those words and actually mean what you say? Can you really say, "God's watching out for me, and that's all I want"? See, most of the time we talk about Christ the Good Shepherd, or we say, "That's all I want." We say it as though we're trying it on for size, right? As though we're going out for taking a test drive, all the while wondering, "I wonder what my life would be like if I let God watch out for me." And that's all I really wanted. You want to know what? Go back and read Psalm number 23. The rest of the psalm tells you what your life will be like. It's not a blissful life free from all troubles. It's rather a life of peace in the midst of those troubles. He leads you right through the valley of the shadow of death. You're surrounded by your enemies. It's not a life free from troubles. There's plenty of troubles. But rather, there's peace in the midst of those troubles. And why? Because he's with you. That's why. Because he's with you. One of my favorite images for what this is like, it comes from Father Walter Chizik, who I hope you've heard of. I won't go into him right now. You can look him up, Father Walter Chizik. His cause is open for canonization. And he cites Teresa of Avila. who says that God is a jealous God, and he only gives his choicest gifts to those who are entirely his. God only gives himself completely to those who give themselves completely to him. And this is the image he uses for trusting God like he's your only shepherd. He says, remember what it was like when you learned how to swim? And somebody told you, you know, if you roll over on your back, you can float. And so you cautiously roll over on your back, but you don't really believe that you're going to float. And you start to kick and you start to flail. And the very action of kicking and flailing makes you sink. Until you finally realize that if you really do just completely relax, you really do float. Completely at peace and completely supported. See, that's what it means when we say, the Lord's my shepherd, there's nothing I'll want. It's not that I don't want anything. It's rather, I know that he's going to give me everything that I want as long as I'm with him, as long as I'm... Now, he's always with you. The question to ask is, are you with him? I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but I'm not afraid of anything. Why? Because he's with me. But are you with him? That's the challenge. You want to know how you can tell if you're with him? Again, back from the psalm. He says, he brings me to restful waters. He leads me to green, peaceful valleys. Honestly, does that describe your life? If it doesn't, you got to ask if the Lord is really your shepherd. Now, one of the images I like to think of to make this real, I like to think of the very first ever Christmas. Blessed Mother, Saint Joseph, they're down in Bethlehem. There's nowhere for the child to be born. No place. It seems like God doesn't provide. And so they have to go to a stable, or some people say it was actually a cave. But was it enough? Yes. Was it enough? The Blessed Mother, Saint Joseph, the shepherds, everyone were filled with joy and bliss. It was a green valley. It was a restful water. Why? Because the Lord was with them and they were with him. And that's the way God wants it to be for you. See, here in our gospel, Jesus says, anybody who tries to get to you any other way is a thief and a robber. You let yourself be shepherded by anybody else, they're going to steal and destroy the peace that God wants to give you with his presence. So if you're not peaceful, if you're worried, you've got to ask yourself, who's my shepherd? Am I being shepherded by popular opinion? Do I care too much about what other people think of me? Maybe I'm too concerned about what's in the news cycle and I'm too afraid of not fitting in with the crowd and that has me worried. Or maybe I'm too concerned about money and I'm forgetting that God is the provider of everything and not almighty dollar. Or maybe I'm too concerned about my popularity or anything else. Shepherded by any of those things, what do? They steal, they slaughter, they destroy, and God sits and waits for you to let him be your shepherd. Jesus says, I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly. We always think that that's a promise that's held for us in trust until after we die that's going to be fulfilled in heaven, but that's not entirely true. That life and that abundance, they're there for you right now if you'll listen to his voice and let him be your shepherd too. Amen.